Unit 7. Language and Literature. Reading 1. King's March on Washington Address. 100 years ago, Lincoln signed a law that gave freedom to all slaves in the United States. But 100 years later, we must face the tragic fact that the Negro is still not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly chained by segregation and discrimination. When the creators of our vast republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were making a promise to all of their children. This promise was that all men would be guaranteed the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is clear today that America has not kept her promise as far as her citizens of color are concerned. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be quiet and happy will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to doing things the way they have always been done. There will be neither rest nor peace in America until the Negro is given his rights as a citizen. But there is something that I must say to my people who stand waiting at the doorway into the Palace of Justice. In the process of getting our rights, we must not be guilty of wrongful acts. We must not allow our protest to fall into violence. Again and again, we must rise to the challenge of meeting physical force with soul force. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to Georgia. Go back to the ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. In spite of the difficulties of the moment, I still have a dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its belief that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day in the state of Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers. This is our hope. This is the faith with which I return to the South. With this faith, we will be able to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the peaks of California. Let freedom ring from every hill in Mississippi. When we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." Supplemental reading. 5 Short Years. The year 1963 was an incredible year for Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement in the United States. King's fourth child was born in March of that year. In April, King was put in jail for a short time for helping to organize a protest in Alabama. In May, King's house was bombed, but neither he nor his family was hurt. In June, the leader of the largest national organization for blacks was shot and killed. In August, King led the march on Washington, and when the 250,000 marchers reached the Lincoln Memorial, he gave his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. After the march, King and other black leaders met with the president in the White House. The fight for black rights continued to be difficult during the rest of King's short life. In 1964, at the age of 35, King became the youngest person to ever receive the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1965, King was arrested again, and then later that year met with President Johnson to discuss voting rights. Malcolm X was shot and killed in this year. In the summer of 1967, riots broke out in more than 30 cities. King, with other black leaders, urged both blacks and whites to stop the violence. However, the violence continued. Finally, in April of 1968, King was shot and killed as he prepared to go on a march in Alabama. 7 days later, the United States government finally passed the Civil Rights Act, making discrimination illegal in the United States.